I need a chair that doesn't.
Rock, creak. My chair creaks too.
Yeah. Stop. It might break.
The point is, it creaks.
It's an old chair.
It's very old. We're live, by the way.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
Glad you heard about the chairs.
Yep. Listening to The Last Straw, episode number 4. Today is August 23rd, 2018. My name is Paul Smythe. I'm joined by my co-host, Drew Padgett.
We have recently discovered soundboards.
Yep.
So putting them into effect.
We may kick it over to our third co-host, Alex Jones, occasionally.
Yes.
So.
He's just kind of here sometimes.
Yeah, but he'll always bring the passion. It's just gonna be about proper timing. We gotta rein him back a little bit
because we are very extreme right wing.
Yep. That's right.
You know us. We love politics.
That's right. We could just talk all day about it. Unfortunately,
I love it.
Unfortunately for our audience, we don't have any politics on the agenda today.
We don't.
Sorry, no. We'll loop it in someday.
When?
When pigs fly and other. We got the Chainsmokers now.
Whoops.
Anyway,
I'm sure they're still mad about the lack of politics.
Yeah, I guess Chainsmokers won't satisfy our listeners. That's our. So, in case you can't tell, we're filming in front of a live audience right now, and they just don't like what we're saying.
Yeah, they're pretty much just androids.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Nope, not a sponsor. I guess we had my bachelor party last weekend.
Yeah, roughly 5 days ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Today's August 23rd, Thursday. It was on
from the 17th to the early on the 19th.
Right. Yep. We went up to the mountains in North Georgia, and I think we had a pretty good time.
Shout out to Steve's Place.
Steve's Place.
The restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, where they messed up the Reubens.
Well, are you sure it wasn't corned beef?
I'm positive it wasn't corned beef.
What do you think it was?
I know my Reubens.
That doesn't tell me what you think it was.
I think it's probably like a roast beef Reuben or something like that.
That's why they misspelled it.
Yeah, they did misspell it. There were a few misspellings on the menu, actually. It was funny.
I only noticed the one with the Reuben.
Well, and on the front door sign, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Please, closed door.
Closed.
Yes, past tense.
Yep, so. It was a good restaurant, though. Nice waitress.
Yeah.
Good experience.
Yeah, pretty solid fried chicken.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and their fries were actually really good.
They had a lunch special that I got. It was $8.99. You get a big piece of fried chicken, mm-hmm. three sides, bread, and dessert. $8.99.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good deal.
I got so full.
At a restaurant, sit-down restaurant, $8.99 is a good price, I think.
For all that, yeah.
But you know what?
What?
We're talking about food right now.
Isn't that the whole point?
It's just, we always come back to it. And I'm always going to notice it. These people are just really hard to please.
They do not enjoy food.
Shut up already. You know, I think there's positives and negatives to taping in front of a live audience.
And especially when talking about food.
Yeah, and unfortunately we don't get the positives because they never cheer for us.
Oh, Alex, way to chime in.
Thanks, Alex.
He's having a rough time getting banned from Twitter, so he has to chime in on our little podcast.
Well, we give him a new way to get his voice heard.
Yes, because once again, we are very right wing.
Yep, very right wing. Just love talking politics.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to move on to something we actually aren't being sarcastic about.
Yep. It's
let's keep talking about this bachelor party.
Yeah, so we got to the hiking trail. We decided to go hiking. I guess it was my decision because it was my weekend, so I felt like hiking. And everyone seemed on board, so we went. And as soon as
Not everyone.
Everyone was just trying to take a nap. And you can't have a fun weekend in the mountains by taking a nap. So I think it was justified to encourage activity.
Well, hiking is not to my liking.
Tough crowd. Really tough crowd here.
I thought that was a solid joke.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez.
It was all right.
Hard to please.
But anyway, so we go hiking, or we start to go hiking. And then at the beginning of the trail, there was a post-it note nailed to the sign.
Always a good sign.
Yeah. And so, first I was thinking, it's probably something boring. Then I read it. Turns out there was a den of copperhead snakes up ahead. And it kind of ruined it for me. We went a little bit, but you know what? I just don't feel like risking. We had seven people. I don't feel like risking seven different people crossing a copperhead little den safely when it's right next to the path.
I'm an explorer!
Well, it seems like Alex would have been down to hike.
Yeah, Alex would have enjoyed it, but...
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yep. Owen Wilson. But yeah, solid. I like hiking. But I didn't necessarily feel like...
Well, we got about...
Risking lives.
What, maybe a quarter mile?
If that. Really, I just... We were going a little bit, and I just kept getting more and more nervous. And, I didn't want to have a fun weekend ruined by someone dying.
Well, your brother didn't seem to care.
Well, he enjoys hiking, very adventurous, and I feel like he probably wasn't as concerned as he should be.
I mean...
All these young kids in there, reckless abandon.
He's 23.
Yeah, well, I'm 25. I'm old.
I'm also 25. I don't feel old.
At 25, you round up to 30. That's the rule.
Okay.
So I'm actually 30.
Oh, that's news.
You're two. You're 32.
I'm not two.
That's funny.
That's a lie is what it is.
So we turned around, decided not to go hiking any further. And then there was another trail that was around a lake, which to me sounds a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
Less chance of getting bit by copperheads and bears and all that fun stuff, so.
Bears are fun.
Yep, real fun. So we did that. We showed up to the path, and then we saw a pickleball court.
That was path number three.
Sure.
Number two didn't exist.
Yeah, it took us a little while to find where we were going.
Yeah.
But had you ever played pickleball before?
Nope, not till then.
Me neither. I still feel like I don't fully understand the rules, but it's just kind of like it's similar to tennis, but you have a paddle instead of a racket, and the ball is, I think of it as a really bouncy wiffle ball.
Yeah, it's about what it is. Also, the court is much smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller. Similar to tennis, definitely different rules, but it was a lot of fun. But all of us young guys, most of us now 30 if you round up, showed up to the court, and there was two older ladies just playing their regular pickleball.
Yep.
And lucky for us, they actually had two other paddles, so we all just played duos against these older ladies.
None of us won, I don't think.
No, Eric and Aaron won, so...
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think we had five losses, one win, so...
Solid.
We may not be making any money playing pickleball.
Soon.
Not that anyone is probably making much money playing pickleball. Is it an Olympic event? Maybe that's how... No, it's not.
Not a chance.
You don't know that.
You're right, but I also don't watch the Olympics,
Do you consider pickleball a sport?
More so than some Olympic sports.
Okay.
/ games.
Right, okay. Just trying fishing for one there. Just wanted to see if what you're thinking.
Flashback.
Yep, flashback. What else did we do on the bachelor party?
Well, we drank a good bit.
Yep. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Played
some games.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Played Circle of Death, beer pong.
Yeah, the regular, typical drinking games.
Yeah, cornhole for like a minute.
Yeah, we also played Triple Agent, but no one would get into it.
Especially Aaron.
Triple Agent's a really fun game. It's an app.
Not a sponsor.
No, that'd be a great sponsor, honestly. We could play Triple Agent on the podcast one
day. Yeah, with two people.
Yeah, two people. We'd all just have different roles. It's similar to Mafia, if anyone's ever played Mafia. But, you know, you have secret agents who are good and secret agents who are bad. And you're trying to imprison the bad agents. And really, it's not worth explaining the entire rules over the airwaves. But it's Triple Agent is the app. I highly recommend it if you have a group from 5 to 9 people.
Is it free?
The basic pack is free. And then the expansion pack, which is worth it, is $3.
Okay.
So, a lot of fun. Just a good event, I think. I've had many a good game, many a brilliant heist where we somehow pulled out the win, and many times where I didn't stand a chance.
We should talk about how some people can't hold their alcohol.
Everyone holds the alcohol, just they hold it a little differently.
Some people do not hold it well. Paul's best man, John, is one of those people.
Yeah, he normally holds it pretty well. He's just, you know, he was really getting into it.
Yeah. He was getting into two things. Georgia football and ranting about Asian women.
But not a rant, more of a support for...
Oh, big time. He's purely in favor of Asian women.
That's correct. I thought it was a lot of fun, though, and we talked a lot of football.
Mostly fantasy football, which I do not care about.
We got a lot of football people. It being a bachelor party, we basically just ate pizza exclusively for the weekend, at least for dinner.
Yeah.
We had some frozen pizzas and then went to a local pizza restaurant.
Big Al's.
Yeah, Big Al's. Guess how much I spent on 3 pizzas?
I don't even know this, so I have no idea. I'm going to guess $50.
It was $50.
Ah!
For 3 pizzas.
They weren't even that big.
That's like Atlanta prices. I remember when I used to live in Midtown Atlanta, you couldn't get a pizza for less than $20.
That's ridiculous.
It was just like, how's a guy supposed to eat?
You can go to the worst places around, like Domino's.
Yeah.
You can go for like $5.
Yeah, I guess if I did want Domino's, I could probably... I think there were Pizza Huts and Domino's in Midtown Atlanta, but they were on the lower quality end of the franchise spectrum.
Yeah, Domino's is the lowest quality.
Well, I've had good Domino's, but not there.
That's an oxymoron.
Domino's for a few years really revamped everything, and I think they did a pretty good job.
Domino's, never a sponsor.
No, we'll take you. We will.
No, we won't.
We will.
That's a Domino no.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but
insider terms.
Domino no. But yeah, no, the pizza was crazy expensive. I just don't even know.
It was good, though.
It was good. It was definitely good, and everyone enjoyed it, I think, so.
I don't know if John ate any of it. He was rather wasted.
He was eating alcohol.
Yes. Bottle and all.
Yep, that was funny. Have you ever heard of, or actually, I know you've heard of it. Do you remember when we had the Miracle Berries?
That was a while ago, but yeah.
Yeah. It's basically what the Miracle Berry does, and this is for our audience, not you, is it takes, you it's like a, I don't even know what it is.
It's a dissolvable tablet.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. Also, we don't give medical advice. Nothing we say is actually medically correct. So don't take our word for any of this.
Well, it's definitely a dissolvable tablet.
Yes, it's a dissolvable tablet. But we are not commenting on the safety of it. We don't know what we're talking about.
My left ass cheek is asleep.
Yep, that's a... There you go. Hard-hitting content on The Last Straw.
What's that called medically? I don't know.
No. We're not the experts, so we can't give ourselves advice.
Well, then again, so is the left side of my scrotum.
What are we talking about?
Anything and everything.
Miracle Berry.
Yeah. My left Miracle Berry is also asleep.
Miracle Berry. So it's a... It's a pill. Miracle Berry is a pill.
Essentially.
But a tablet that's... It changes the way your taste buds taste things for about an hour. And basically, it makes acidic-type fruits and things like that sweet.
Yeah.
So, when you dissolve the Miracle Berry tablet, you can just, like, start testing out a bunch of fruits. But lemons, you just eat a lemon straight, and it tastes so good.
It does.
It's really weird, and from what I can tell, it's safe. Again, no medical whatever here, but I think it's safe.
I mean, I haven't felt any side effects.
Right, yeah, we took them multiple years ago.
It's not just permanently sweet lemon.
No, it's just for an hour. It's for an hour and then it goes away. And it's really interesting. Highly recommend it. I know people are can be kind of iffy on taking things that alter, you know, your taste or other things.
Any sense.
But it seems like it's acceptable.
Wow.
Thanks, Owen.
Owen is also here.
Yep.
Joined by Alex Jones and Owen Wilson.
We have a few guests. They might pop in occasionally, but...
Quickly expanding, getting celebrity guests on here.
Yeah, it's, you know, with our live audience, I think it all kind of works together.
Oh, yeah, they can definitely see what's going on here behind the scenes.
So, Hillary, my fiance's dad, gave me a thin wallet that he wasn't using anymore. And it's really cool. Instead of... You've got the wallets that fold, a bifold, trifold, all that stuff.
I've got a classic bifold.
Yeah, I've got... I think I was using a trifold at the time. But this one is just... It's no folding. It's just got pockets on both sides. And you can't hold a ton of stuff, but you can hold the essentials. And it doesn't hurt when you're sitting down on a huge, bulky wallet. And you know me with my endless money, so I've got all that cash, so I had to get rid of all that cash.
Yeah, he's carrying about 5 G's at a time.
You know it.
All in 50s.
High roller, big spender. That's me. They call me Pizzle.
Nope. None of that is true.
I've called myself Pizzle.
It's not really a great nickname.
Our audience calls me Pizzle.
Well, they can.
Yeah, they're just a little quiet right now, but normally they're you know, chanting Pizzle, Pizzle, Pizzle.
Yeah, to be determined. I don't like the idea of a thin wallet.
Well, I think it's, you know, I love them.
Well, I have a lot of cards.
Yeah, but you can get rid of most of them, right?
Nope.
Like, what do you have? How many cards do you
actually
need?
I'm going to run down what I have in my wallet right now.
How many cards do you have in your wallet?
And the card numbers.
Yeah, card numbers.
Expiration dates.
PIN, zip code.
I have my debit card.
Uh-huh.
Necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Red Robin royalty card.
Mm-hmm.
Very necessary.
No, it's not.
More so than my debit card.
No.
I have a Sphinx Extras card.
Is that like a credit card or just a membership card?
You get
card?
Rewards. You're going to Sphinx.
You're supposed to put all this stuff on your keys.
They definitely do not fit on a key ring.
Yeah, but they probably have a small...
I have a CVS Extra Care card.
They probably have one of those smaller cards that does go on the key.
I have the advertisement from the barbershop in the mall and Spartanburg card.
Everyone, what we're listening to right now is a bunch of not important cards that shouldn't be in his wallet.
Kenyatta, Master Barber, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
I have my driver's license.
If he actually cared about slimming down his wallet, he wouldn't carry most of this stuff.
I have my Regal Crown Club card.
Oh, great. There we go.
Gotta see the movies.
Now we're getting to the important stuff.
I have Upstate Auto Unlock business card for when you're locked out of your car.
Okay.
That's happened 3 times.
Yeah, okay. That one, maybe you should focus more on not getting locked out instead of slimming down your wallet.
Bet you mind your own business. I have a Topgolf membership card.
That's like...
Which will come in handy.
Yeah, that's kind of important. Topgolf's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell me to throw that one away.
It's like a driving range, but they also have good food, good drinks, and it's just a fun atmosphere. And also scoring. You get scores for hitting different pins. And
also not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
That would be a great sponsor. Topgolf?
We should start recording our podcast at Topgolf.
Oh, that'd be great.
Permission or not.
Sir, why do you have a laptop and 2 microphones? Don't worry about it.
I'm paying for this booth. I'm going to use it.
I'm going to keep running down my wallet.
Yep.
I have a GameStop Power-Up Rewards card.
This I do not need at all. You're probably paying a membership fee for it,
Not at all. It's a free one.
Oh, okay, good. Smart.
Also, it's not under my phone number.
Good.
I have a Dick's Sporting Goods scorecard.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I have it, so it must be.
Yeah, okay.
And the last thing I have that's not cash is a... Oh, I have 2 things. I have a business card for Roosters. We talked about them on the last podcast.
Yeah, the barber.
It's got the name of the lady who cut my hair on it, Deborah.
Oh, I guess I have to get a haircut for my wedding.
I gotta get one before your wedding, too.
Oof, I don't know where to go. Still new to the area.
Well, we can just research, I guess.
I guess I could go to Roosters.
Hey, there you go.
Perfect.
Tell them to thin it out more than they thin mine out, though.
Oh, their major's really thick?
It's just not thin enough. My hair grows fast.
Oh, yeah.
And the last thing I have is a credit card knife.
He's trying to get stopped by the TSA.
It goes through the airport just fine.
They don't flag you or anything?
I went to Las Vegas. It was in my wallet. Nothing happened.
If they noticed it, would they flag
Attention,
you?
Attention, terrorist people.
Stop. No.
Invest in credit card knives.
No, and I'm sure anyone who actually has bad intentions has probably already done a lot of research.
In case you couldn't tell, the theme of this episode, it is radical right-wing theories.
Yep. we love our politics.
All right, so I'm going to throw away the GameStop card.
You can basically throw away...
the Dick's scorecard.
Any membership or...
the Spartanburg barbershop card.
Yeah.
Because I will never go there. The Upstate auto unlock card.
I feel like you don't even have... do you have many credit cards or debit cards?
I have a debit card.
Just one? Yeah.
I just cut up my credit card.
So you really don't need a lot of cards.
I'm going to throw away my Rooster's business card. Because I remember what she looks like.
Right.
Goodbye to the CVS Extra Care card.
Yeah.
I don't use that. Don't go to CVS.
Use your phone number anyway.
I'm going to keep the Topgolf. Keep the Crown Club.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the Sphinx.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the debit card.
Yeah.
And keep the Red Robin card. Red Robin is always good.
Yum. Not a sponsor.
Oh, that'd be one hell of a sponsor.
We could also just record there. Just show up. Ask for a booth and then start doing our thing.
I think that would be more reasonable and probably allowed.
I doubt they would just allow it.
I mean, I don't think they would care enough to kick us out.
They probably would tell us to stop or something.
I say we test it.
Okay. Episode number 5.
Coming to you live from Red Robin.
That's right.
August 30th.
We'll have another live audience and they won't boo us. So, my wallet is... I feel like I have maybe only a few less cards than you. I have a debit card and a credit card. A debit card and two credit cards. AAA. Donor identification. So, that if you know people know my blood type in the event of in the case of emergency. In the event of an emergency? Yeah.
The event, yeah.
I have a health insurance card. I have a driver's license, and I have a Lowe's gift card. To me, Lowe's gift card, I just
Lowe's need... Lowe's grocery store or hardware store?
Hardware store. I feel like I don't even... you know, I'm trying to... I want to just use up this Lowe's gift card so I can get rid of it, because ultimately I'm trying to save some space here. But...
What all can your thin wallet hold?
What do you mean, what all?
Like, how much... like, how many cards, how much cash?
Well, so I have... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cards basically. And
wow.
it's a pretty tight fit though. It's not, I don't think much more can go in here. But I think I'm a big fan of the thin wallet. I didn't realize how much I like the thin wallets until I have one now. And yep, I guess we gotta move on. The crowd's not happy.
Yeah, because thin wallets are the worst.
No,
the regular bifold. Don't put it in your back pocket.
Where do you put it then?
My front left pocket.
Front left?
Front left.
But then then it's just really sticking out on your, it's weird.
See, I've got these shorts I use for work. Front left pocket wallet, front right phone, bottom right on the side is for my keys.
Is he wearing cargo shorts or something?
No, they're Everlast, boxing shorts, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're black and they have 4 pockets.
Oh. Huh.
And then the... left side, lower pocket, I put my bank for change and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a system.
Well, I think my system is better.
You don't have a system, you just have a thin wallet.
That's a good darn system. A darn good system.
You know what's not darn good?
What's that?
The line of Easy Break products.
Oh, yes. So that actually brings us to our next segment, which is brought to you by Easy Break LLC, makers of the Easy Break Oven.
Mm-hmm.
They are a proud partner of Perfectly Proficient Products.
Good luck saying that.
I just did.
You idiot.
But our audience who
our
likes
listeners.
To boo us. Yep, listeners.
Gotta throw that in there.
That's right. So we are talking products here. And some people perfectly proficient products. Some people might suggest that these products are actually bad ideas.
We don't think so.
Right. We strongly disagree, and we encourage you to think critically, and you will realize that we are correct.
Indeed.
Right. These are products such as the Easy Break Oven.
Yes.
And other I don't remember what are some other
There are a whole bunch. We just have to remember.
Yeah. You know, it'll come back to us. There's so many products in the product line that it's hard to keep track.
The Easy Break Needle, there's no point.
Easy Break Needle, there's no... What about the collapsing table? At any point, it can just collapse.
You won't have a leg to stand on.
Exactly. So what we'll do is we'll come up with some products and really figure out a way to revolutionize... those products, said products, and turn them into
an Easy Break original.
An Easy Break original brought to you by Easy Break LLC, who is a sponsor.
Yes.
And the Easy Break Oven, which will always sponsor us when working.
Yes, which is rare.
Right.
But still marketable.
And the thing is, I feel like the Easy Break Oven is actually a really good thing because you know your house won't burn down.
That's a fact.
It will not ever be able to get hot enough to burn down a house.
Right.
So, you know, if anyone would suggest that it's not a good product, they're just lying to you. They're being disingenuous. They're not, you know, they don't want to admit.
We can spin it however you want.
There's no spin here.
No, these are just straight up facts.
All facts, no jokes. That's how we do it.
Yes, no jokes at all.
So,
serious.
Let's see, what's some products here?
Well, I already said the needle.
Yeah, we did the needle. We did the collapsing table. And really, the collapsing table, the easy collapse part, allows you to store it quickly.
We got the Easy Break sewing machine. So, mm-hmm. So what?
Exactly. We don't sew.
Yeah.
Why do you need a sewing machine?
We can just keep this right wing theme going here.
Yep.
Sewing's for women.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yep, that's nope.
You can't cut that.
No, we're not going to.
We're going to cut the part, so you can't cut that, though.
People need to know our political beliefs, darn it.
We are all about politics now.
That's right.
Three episodes in, we're tired of it.
Only politics, only food. That's how we do
politics
it.
Politics and food.
That's right. And maybe we'll mix it up and start talking about soda taxes.
Soda taxes.
Darn government.
What do you mean soda taxes?
In New York, they are proposing taxing soda.
What do you mean? Like, how?
So the soda tax is, I think they did in New York, maybe other places. If you have, let's say at a gas station, you know how they have those really big containers or really big cups for...
Like the 44 ounce or whatever?
Yeah, the big Q, the big...
The big Q is not that big.
Yeah, okay, but whatever.
Shout out to QT.
Not a sponsor.
Oh, baby, I wish they would be.
Yeah, well... You know, we can just go fill up some gas, do a quick, like, 2-minute podcast, and post it.
We'll record our live gas pumping.
We should do guerrilla podcasting.
What is that?
It's kind of like, you know, guerrilla warfare where you hit it and run away.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll just do a quick little show from different places and then just run away.
Okay, so let's say we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
Boom! Instant profit.
And then we get caught and we have to leave.
Not that we're in it for the money. We're not actually looking for sponsors, are we?
Yeah, always.
We're trying to do a little thing here.
No, I'm not. Almost anybody could be a sponsor. That's except true. For Domino's, Pepsi, and Sport Clips.
And sewing machines.
Well, that's just a thing.
Yeah, we'll take sewing machines too.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do.
And really, Domino's, Pepsi, and Sport Clips will take you.
No.
I'll take you. I'll keep the money.
The only good thing about Domino's is they use Coke products.
Yep.
As opposed to every other place uses Pepsi
Does
products.
Does every Domino's use Coke products?
Yes, they have to.
Yeah.
It's a company deal. I know a lot about this.
Darn these bureaucracies and their companies and politics. Ugh.
Yeah,
just the
politics.
Worst. Just the worst. Not politics. We like politics. Boo. Politics.
And also anything to do with Pepsi.
Pepsi, no. What's some other Easy Break line of products? We got the Quick Crack Safe.
Yes.
So instead of, you know, there are you know the safes that have thumbprints to allow you to get in?
Oh, yeah.
These safes, basically, if it recognizes the thumbprint, you can't get in. And if it doesn't recognize your thumbprint, you can.
So every other person, except for the person who needs the safe to work,
exactly,
can get into the safe.
Normally, I'm against sharing and, you know, giving money to others because I'm a far-right conservative.
Capitalism.
But I think that anyone should, if someone has put in the work to get to your safe, they deserve a reward.
Yeah, well, in this case, the work wouldn't really be a whole lot.
Yep.
It would just be a thumbprint.
Well, but to actually get to the safe, unless you're like me and you have a burglar's briefcase, which is a portable safe that's really a burglar's, it makes it easier for them to carry away.
I have one of those.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually have one of those.
I do. Very small metal safe, yeah. If you can call it that.
Yeah. I'm sure it's hard to get into, but...
Nope, just needs a key.
Well, there you go.
I have two keys. Not going to tell you where they are.
We don't secure things in this...
Nope, I don't even wear seatbelts.
This neck of the woods. That's just wrong.
Am I joking? Who knows?
Yeah, he is joking. I was riding with him and he was wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Well, cat's out of the bag.
So, we always encourage seatbelt usage. Not even joking here. Please, everyone, use seatbelts. There's no reason not to.
I also encourage the use of air conditioning.
Air conditioning? That's right. I love air conditioning.
Apparently not, because it is steaming in this room.
Well, you see, we had to choose between...
I'm like broccoli in a pot.
Broccoli in a pot.
Steamed broccoli.
That's right, or asparagus. I'm asparagus.
Most veggies, not a sponsor.
Not yet. I love a asparagus sponsorship.
Hell no. Give me a carrot sponsorship.
You don't like asparagus?
I hate asparagus.
Why?
Because it's terrible.
What?
It makes your pee smell bad. It tastes bad.
Okay, but like, it doesn't taste bad.
It tastes terrible.
If you put lemon and butter on it, it's really good. If you have steak and asparagus and some pasta or something, it's a great meal.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know what I think about asparagus?
Go ahead and do your thing. Everyone else likes asparagus.
That is a very general statement.
When you hold up a sign that says boo, people are going to boo. It doesn't mean they actually agree with you.
Asparagus is pretty bad, though.
No, they're not.
It's right down there with Brussels sprouts.
All those different asparagi are not bad. They're good people.
You could say you're an asparagi. Veggie puns.
Oh, beautiful.
You know it's not beautiful though, for real.
What's that?
Asparagus. Oh. you can't say it looks good.
I mean, asparagus looks like a tree.
It looks like a wilted small tree.
No, it looks like a growing tree.
No.
There are the trees that are more naked trees that are still, you know, nice looking trees.
The only thing growing is my hatred for asparagus.
Oh my gosh. Let's move on. I'm tired of you.
We're going to talk about green beans now. And how bad green beans are.
I don't think green beans are anything special, but I can eat them.
Do you like green bean casserole?
Yes.
Oh!
You don't like green bean casserole?
Hell no!
You don't eat it for the green beans. You eat it for all the other stuff.
I'd take the other stuff on like a chicken.
Because as long as you have French onions in there, it's going to taste good.
Onions are great. I love onions.
No, but French onions, so they're like the fried onions. You know the...
Oh, I know what they are.
Okay, yeah.
French onion soup.
Yep.
French onion dip.
You know what a good way to cook peas is?
Throw them in the trash. I hate peas.
No, so here's the deal. Most people cook peas, and they're all mushy and gross.
Right.
You know, if you cook them on a stovetop or something.
Yeah.
The real trick to cooking peas is just running them under hot water for a little bit. They maintain their sweetness.
In the bag or what?
You can put them in a strainer. You can put them in a bag, whatever.
Huh.
Don't boil them. Don't put them in the bag and leave them there. You want it to kind of run through quickly. You don't want it sitting in water because then it gets mushy.
Yeah.
But if you do that, it actually tastes really good.
Peas never taste good.
For what a pea should taste like. It's better, definitely.
Most green vegetables are terrible.
I mean, the vegetables are mostly for health, but you can make them good.
I mean, I like spinach.
Spinach
raw,
is good.
Raw spinach.
Spinach is good. How do you like spinach but not asparagus?
Because raw spinach is great. I don't like cooked spinach at all.
I guess I don't know which ones I've had and not had, and I like and I don't like. I've
raw
had
a lot spinach of... is mainly for a salad.
Oh, okay. Just the leaves and I've had it. Yeah, okay. I think cooked vegetables in general just don't work out that well. Unless it's steaming asparagus.
I mean, carrots. Cooked carrots pretty good.
Cooked carrots.
It can be all right. If you put baby carrots around a pot roast and a crock pot for about 7 or 8 hours, holy shit. They taste great. They're soaking up all the meat juice.
Calm down there, champ. It's not that good.
Oh, it's pretty good. I need new pants. That's how good it is.
He just peed himself.
If that's ever made, the pot roast with the carrots, I wouldn't even eat the meat. Only the carrots.
That seems like a waste of the meat.
I mean, other people eat the meat.
Oh, okay.
It's not just going in the trash.
Well, you're throwing peas in the trash. What's next?
Anything green except for cucumbers.
And asparagus.
Zucchini's okay.
And salad.
Spinach.
Man, we really talk food, don't we?
Well, this is vegetables, so barely food.
No matter what we do, we cannot avoid food.
Yeah, so get used to it.
But we're never going to talk about food again, I promise.
Bold statements. Speaking of not talking about food.
What's that?
Food.
No, we're done.
Well, if we're not going to talk about food, what are we going to talk about?
We're still on the Easy Break line of products.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of a really good one.
What do you got?
So, you know Gutters, right?
I know him, yes.
Oh, Gutters. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, Gutters.
Let's make it cheesier.
Darn Gutters. So I think I have a solution to get rid of Gutters so we no longer need them.
What is that?
Sponge shingles.
I mean...
He's stunned.
What, like, only on the roof?
Uh-huh, they're spongy shingles.
How would that absorb a leaf?
It wouldn't.
Gutters also catch leaves.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to.
Right, but they do.
It's a bad... So if you don't have the gutter, you won't catch the leaves. Another benefit, you're just helping my case.
So essentially here. What you're describing is the Easy Break roof.
No. This roof, the shingles, absorb the water. And instead of letting the water run down to the gutter, it just goes straight down into the house.
Oh, okay. So while it's raining outside, at some point it will rain inside.
Right.
So if you have house plants
uh-huh.
or a fire.
Uh-huh. Or if it's just hot inside, you can cool off.
Very refreshing.
No shingles, so you save money on that. You save money on AC because you're cooling off the house.
Right.
You don't have to shower, so you save money there.
You spend a lot more on flooring and furniture.
No, you just here's the deal. This is where we really reel them in.
Okay.
Sell
me on it.
The next product we work in here is sponge flooring.
Sponge flooring.
So it drops straight onto the floor.
That actually doesn't sound terrible.
Where it drops straight on. All these ideas don't sound terrible. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying they do.
That's good.
I'm just saying it would feel great on your feet.
And then the water is absorbed into the flooring and drops down into your basement.
What if you don't have a basement?
Into your crawl space.
What if you don't have a crawl space?
Into your slab.
Okay, so let's just say the water soaks into the slab.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that erode the slab? Cause cracking?
Like, who
and
cares?
And foundational issues?
No.
No, see, you know why it wouldn't?
Why is that?
We have another Easy Break product.
Oh, tell me more.
To prevent
tell
slab
me more.
Cracking.
Please.
It is called the Easy Break Foundation Level System.
Oh, beautiful.
Essentially, what you do is you take 4 3-inch binders
uh-huh.
and stick them under the slabs in each corner, and it'll be permanently leveled out.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it will never crack, no matter how much water damage there is.
I think we should also introduce them to our other line of slab.
A line of slab?
Well, so we've got the one you just mentioned, which name I already forgot. We have the line of... it's the breakable slab. So you know how sometimes in products people design it to break instead of causing other issues?
Okay.
So like if one component breaks, it prevents the rest of it from having significant issues. So it's like kind of a cheap fix.
Okay.
This is the Easy Break slab.
And how does that work?
So when the water gets in, you know, if it's causing some issues there, you can just break that part of the slab, let the water run through, and then you just put a new piece of slab right where the hole is that you broke. Yep. Goodness. We should make an Easy Break house.
This sounds like a great idea.
We can be a construction company.
Yes, only sponges and slabs. I don't even know what the walls should be made out of.
And I think a typical house might cost, you know, $100 a square foot to build. We can do our, you know, high-end product for like $200 a square foot. And people are going to be like, why should I pay more? And here's why. So we'll move on to our next product. this one actually goes in the house as well. Man, we're really just hitting it here, aren't we?
Wow, it's like you're a realtor or something.
No, actually I am a realtor, but my main profession is commercial real estate agent. So get it right. Get it tight.
I do not care enough to pay attention.
I don't believe this next product.
What is the next one?
A reverse toilet.
How does a reverse toilet work?
So you know how when you flush a toilet and sometimes it gets clogged, you have plumbing issues, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
This prevents plumbing issues.
I'm perplexed. How is that possible?
Instead of pulling the waste
in like a whirlpool fashion into the drain?
Correct. It pushes it.
Oh, okay.
So you no longer, it's out of the toilet.
Uh-huh.
By pushing it out.
Okay.
And you no longer have to deal with plumbing issues.
So where does it all go?
Out of the toilet.
So onto the sponge floor?
Exactly.
Huh. So the sponge floor absorbs all of it.
Right.
And it's like it was never there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And you just get a little Febreze, spray it, and the odor's gone forever.
This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, we really might make the best possible house for our new customers. Not only is the Easy Break LLC for consumer products, we are also now in the home construction business.
Mm-hmm.
So we can fill your house with all the appliances, all the, you know, high quality collapsible coffee tables, quick crack safes,
Easy Break ovens.
Right, the staples, the Easy Break ovens.
Uh-huh.
But now we can actually build the walls around you. We have the Easy Break sheetrock, Easy Break drywall, whichever one you want to call it. Got the Easy Break light fixtures. So instead of the light going dead on you, it explodes.
Oh, yeah.
We're still working on the specifics of that one.
It prevents having to touch a hot, burnt light bulb.
Exactly.
Who wants to do that?
I think in about 100 years, we're going to be looked at like Thomas Edison.
So we're going to steal ideas?
No.
From Tesla?
No. I don't. You bring in this other. You're focusing on unimportant stuff. We're gonna be the next Thomas Edison, the next Nikola Tesla, the next whoever invents a lot of stuff.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh yeah, him too.
And people are gonna look back and think, man, they had something there. They really did.
Well, let's see what else we have.
And they wasted all their talents talking into a microphone.
Well, speaking of microphone talent.
What's that?
What's next on the slate?
I actually have one more product I want to...
Oh, okay, lay it on me.
I want to throw in there. So this is the super safe cellular device.
What is... I don't even know what that is.
It's a phone. And what you do, regardless of what number you call, it always dials 911.
Oh, okay.
You're never far away from safety. And
apparently you're always in danger.
Right. Well, yeah. You never know. So it's better to be safe and go ahead and call 911 than not know.
Let's say a girl gives you her number.
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to set up a date.
Right.
And you try to call her with this phone.
Uh-huh.
What's going to happen?
The police answer. And, you'll probably realize that she was... very dangerous and a psychopath, and you dodged a bullet.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So, just another home product brought to you by Easy Break LLC.
Wow, we are laying out some great ideas.
I really feel like we're onto something. I don't always say that, but we're onto something.
Okay, I can dig it.
Here on August 23rd, 2018, which is a Thursday. You got anything for us, Alex?
Oh, let me see if he's back in the room
yet. Yeah, can you... Let's... Alex, are you in there?
Alex.
Alex.
Where you at?
Hello.
Huh?
I'm coming.
Oh, he's on the way. He's on the way, everybody. Well, you know what? Oh, wait a minute.
I'm here.
Oh, he's back in the room. Alex is here.
Alex. So, Alex, tell me, what's new nowadays?
Well, first, let's get his opinion on the product.
Sorry. You know Alex better than I do. I got a
piece of trash.
Wow.
Now, hold on, opinions. Hold on, Alex.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with that.
He's a man of a few words, it sounds like.
But I don't know. I don't know why you think so negatively about the product.
Yeah. Well, Alex, I think this gimmick has run its course for now.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm meaning Alex coming in from the other room.
Well, he might have changed his mind on the product line.
Oh, really?
Yes, let's see what he thinks now.
I love it!
Oh,
wow!
Yes.
Huge support there. Oh,
thank you.
From Alex.
You.
He has now left the room again.
It feels so good.
Wow, I'm glad we have support from somebody.
Yeah.
At least semi-famous.
With similar political views.
Yes, very similar.
Very, very similar.
We hate liberals.
Ugh. Politics, am I right?
Ugh. I am so done with talking about politics.
Tell me about it.
We've talked about it more in this episode than my whole life.
That's probably true. So now we're going to move on to
what seems to be our final segment.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the final segment. And we've now done it three episodes in a row. We're going to make it a fourth. And the segment is called Is It Really That Bad? Where we discuss a certain topic and just, you know, see how bad we actually think it is. And here we go.
Now this week we're going to talk about what might give me a lot of flack.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think it's that bad.
Uh-huh.
And the subject is texting while driving.
Oh, boy.
Paul is very against this.
I used to be dumb and text while driving.
Are you implying that only morons text and drive?
I think you're being a little short-sighted by doing so.
Maybe a little selfish.
A little selfish, yes. And I understand, like, you know, certain messages are time sensitive, maybe not worth risking your life, but you still, if you feel like you can do it safely enough and it's time sensitive, you want to send the message. But I think as a general rule, just don't do it.
Is that what you gotta say?
I mean, that's all I have to say initially. Let me hear what you got.
Okay, I'm gonna rebut that by saying it's really not that bad.
But it is.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If you do it at stoplights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you're in like a stop and go traffic situation.
Yeah.
Even if you're on an open road, no one's around, you can just kind of pull out your phone.
The first two I agree with. If you're at a stoplight and you're not moving, I think that's fine. If you're also stopped in traffic and definitely not moving, it's not ideal.
Well, I'm talking stop and go here. Moving a little bit, stopping.
Definitely don't want to be texting then.
I don't know.
No, because if you're texting...
I do it a good bit.
But you shouldn't. Stop and go is the worst place to do it because you could start moving a little bit, look down at your phone, next thing you know, you rear-end someone.
Well, that's why you just take a quick glance.
Now. And what was the third one? Open road something? Whether you hit someone or not, you could still die.
I mean, yeah.
It's not worth it.
I have yet to have a bad experience.
That's just not justification.
It is for me.
No.
And it's my opinion here.
Eating poorly for years could mean, you know, I don't have any bad experiences, but...
I also do that.
Then all of a sudden I could have a heart attack.
I'm probably going to have one of those.
Don't speak like that.
It's just a fact.
No. If you just eat healthy, you're pretty good
at... Oh, but it's so bad.
You're a good chef.
Yes.
If you continue to cook food for yourself, you can eat healthy enough.
But I'm also lazy.
Yeah, but you're a good chef. I think you can make it work. You're not going to get a heart attack with talking like that.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Anyways.
I've already got a short lifespan.
Nope.
Probably.
Nope.
Runs in the family.
Nope.
Also, larger people die quicker.
I don't know, but nope.
That's pretty much a fact.
Anyways, texting and driving. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I mean, that's sound advice.
One of the best things about me getting my new car 2015 Toyota Corolla. Toyota not a sponsor. One of the best things about that car was the fact that there's no easy place to put your phone and be able to see if you have a message or something like that.
That's true. I also have a Toyota Corolla.
So, yeah, Toyota not a sponsor still.
Yes.
And I've got like this compartment that I have to slide the phone into, so I can't see if the light's blinking if I have a notification. And at first it was kind of annoying, but then it really helped me kick the habit. And it ended up being great. Now I don't text unless I'm at a stoplight or somewhere where I'm definitely stopped.
You make it sound like it's equivalent to doing drugs.
I mean, it's worse in some ways.
How?
I mean, some drugs
are not addictive. Well, it might be.
Yeah, I guess.
But not in the same sense.
It's technically addicted.
Screen addiction is real.
Not, but yeah, screen. I think I would. I'm betting in like 30 or 40 years, the whole screen, looking at screens constantly, it's going to give a lot of people some, you know, kind of newer, more recently discovered eye problems and that type of thing.
Possibly. I know I have very real screen addiction problems.
Yeah. It's hard to kick. I do too. It's hard to kick.
You gotta have a TV, a phone, yeah. A laptop, a tablet.
Yeah.
Something going on.
It's just, it's funny because when Hillary and I moved into this place and you came to visit, you remember we were just squatting on the porch?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have Wi-Fi. And I mean, we weren't just squatting on the porch the whole time. But we knew Drew was coming to visit, so we were like, might as well just go outside and wait for him. So here we are, squatting on the porch because we don't have Wi-Fi.
Classic.
It was funny. It was really funny when you pointed it out because we didn't think about it that way, but
that's just ultimate boredom.
Yeah.
No frisbee, no football.
Yeah, I have tried to take up
a step.
I've tried to take up some reading. Hillary and I play some backgammon. And really, just hanging out with friends is a good way to kick a screen addiction.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that.
It can be hard to resist. I completely understand it because I have the issue also.
I'm also addicted to eating, like a lot.
Well, eating is not an addiction, but maybe
overeating is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's all about managing it. If you can control it for a little while, eventually you get used to eating less. And if you're cooking your own food, you just make a certain portion, so it'll fill you up just enough, and you don't overeat. I think cooking is a great way to avoid it. I'm not a good chef, but I think it's a good way to get around it.
I could see that. However, it takes a lot for me to get full.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You kind of portion it. You kind of figure out how to make it work.
Well, if I don't eat enough, I can't sleep.
You eat just enough, and you know what's a really good filling food?
Don't say oats.
I think oats are, but grapes.
Grapes?
Grapes.
Never would have guessed grapes.
Grapes are surprisingly filling, I've found. You can eat, you know, just a little bit and be noticeably fuller. Noticeably more full.
I am a big fan of fruit.
Is it fuller or no more full?
Not sure. Either one works.
Yep, it does.
We don't care about grammar here.
No, goodness. We're just...
This ain't no grammar show.
Nah, gummit.
I do like fruits, most of them.
Yep.
So I can eat a lot of fruit.
But grapes are filling, I've found. And they're not bad for you. You get some sugar
not.
In there, but it's natural sugars.
Right. You gotta have some vitamins also.
Yeah. Vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin X and Y and T and...
These are just made up.
I'm sure they're real vitamins, I just don't know what they do.
Well, I don't either. Or if they're real.
Oh, no. They're probably real.
I don't like cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's like melon. It's just not that great.
Yeah, most melons aren't great except for watermelon.
Watermelon, right. Watermelon's delicious.
Watermelon's so good.
Yep. Watermelon's just a really good summer fruit. You just get a watermelon, start cutting it, eat a slice, cut it, eat some more. Mm.
If you don't like watermelon, there's something wrong with you. I love how we said the "is it really that bad" is going to be our last segment, and we tangent off into more food talk.
I blame it on you.
Sure, I like food.
We're not talking any more food, I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, because we're almost done.
I promise.
And we're definitely going to talk about it on the next one.
Nope, never again. Never.
August 30th, 2018, we will talk more about food.
Never another episode. Yeah, I guess we're going to be recording shortly before I get married. That's what we'll do, guerrilla podcast recording at my wedding.
How is that gonna work?
I don't know.
We're not gonna be at the venue on Thursday.
I'll be standing up there at the altar, and we'll have a little booth behind me, so I'll just keep like giving play-by-play updates for the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll just, that way everyone can know what happens, because I know you never know what's gonna happen at a wedding, right?
Normally you do. Hate to debunk your theory there.
Well, I'm gonna make it exciting.
How are you going to make anything exciting?
I'm going to marry my wonderful fiancé.
I don't want to hit the boo button. It's so far away.
You mean you don't want to hold up the sign to our audience to tell them to boo?
I'll just have my phone ready to go while I'm standing up there with you.
Oh, gosh.
And when they say, do you take to be your love, I'll just hit the boo button.
Oh, gosh.
Just boo.
Then we'll do the horns at the end.
Yeah, the exciting, hey, whenever they say, you may now kiss the bride, here's what's going to happen. Yeah! Wedding done! There's the energy.
Drop the mic.
And then they go do whatever they do after the wedding, and everybody else eats and drinks.
Yeah, it'll just be pictures, and then we're not doing a cocktail hour anymore. We're just going straight into the stuff.
What do you mean cocktail hour? I never heard about that.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. You're not going to hear any more about it.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, just all the stuff that happens after a wedding, and we'll just have drinks being served at the same time.
Oh, okay. So, like, as part of the food or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just, well, that just makes more sense.
Yeah, it'll be ready. Cocktail hours are a nice idea, but we decided against it.
It's a little too fancy for a union wedding.
Union is top-notch fancy.
I know you have to say that. Because you're kind of mirroring into the whole town.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of her family still lives in Union, but that's just kind of how life works over there.
But in my experience, there ain't nothing to do in Union County, South Carolina.
I think they're getting a movie theater on Main Street.
Wow, they're getting a movie theater! We have three!
Yep, and
four! We have four!
Yeah. I guess we do, don't we? Well, in Atlanta, there was one every 2 miles.
See?
But Union and Atlanta are a little bit different.
A little. Just a little.
Just a little.
Union has Sweet D, whereas Atlanta does not.
Greenville is actually kind of like a mix of Atlanta and Union.
Yeah, it's a good middle ground.
It's like neither, but it's right in between both of them.
And it has sweet tea.
Probably, yeah. I don't like sweet tea.
Oh, baby. Is it really that bad? Sweet tea. Next episode.
Yep. Okay, we'll see.
Because I will tell you why it is fan. Wait for it. Fantastic.
No. I think I'll prepare an essay or two.
An essay?
I'll publish it on whatever websites.
A written monologue,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. And I'll get it ready for the next episode.
I'm going to give a quick shout out to Joy of Tokyo.
Not a sponsor.
Nope, but that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
This free white sauce pouring down. Number one condiment on the planet.
I love white sauce. Joy of Tokyo is a kind of fast food Japanese type restaurant in South Carolina, maybe in other places.
Probably in other places.
It's amazing. It's so good.
It's reasonably priced.
Yeah. You just get a rice bowl, chicken rice bowl, shrimp rice bowl, whatever.
That's what he gets.
And it's so good.
Also, shout out to Cookout Milkshakes.
Not sponsors, nor are the milkshakes.
But still, they're good.
They are very good.
40 different flavors.
Yep, you can mix all the flavors you want.
Which is weird if you do.
Could you do all 40?
I wouldn't try it.
Could you, though?
I don't see why not.
I feel like they'd
just piss off the staff.
Yeah, they'd just get mad.
I would just, if I worked there and you ordered that, I would tell you no.
No, you make all 40 flavors, you pick it up and throw it at them.
Even better.
Here's your ice cream.
Here's your ice cream, you specific dick.
Seriously.
But no, I would never do that. I would do two at most.
I'm just fine with Oreo, really.
I've done cherry and peach cobbler mixed.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of cobbled.
I'm sure. Lots of cobbling going on.
Yes. A lot of shoeing people.
Shoeing.
That's what cobblers do.
I get it.
They make shoes.
I do get it.
Get it?
I get it.
I explained the joke.
Are we done? Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't know. No. I don't even know what time we're at.
No.
About time to wrap it up for today's episode here on Thursday.
Sure, yeah. August 23rd, 2018.
Yep.
We'll be back next Thursday, hopefully.
August 30th.
2018, and
I will definitely be back.
Yeah, I guess wedding or not, we're doing this.
Well, I don't know about the knot part. The only knot involved is going to be the knot that is getting tied on the 1st.
You're right.
So that's a good segue.
There we go.
Gonna have a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Rehearsal on Friday.
Right.
Wedding on Saturday.
Yep.
Sunday, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Well, we'll be headed to some honeymoon. We're gonna do like a 2-day thing, and then we'll, once things slow down, we'll do a little longer honeymoon.
Yeah.
So.
Other than that, I ain't got much else to say.
No, I think that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. Be sure to follow us. Where are we at?
All right, here's our social accounts.
Give me the rundown.
Reddit.com /r/Strawcast.
Strawcast.
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 That's our Reddit link.
Right.
Twitter, @TheLastStrawPC on Twitter. We are on YouTube. Search for The Last Straw Podcast. All 3 episodes so far are on there.
This one will also be on there.
This will be on there on Saturday. What's the date for Saturday? August 25th.
That's right.
2018. It will be on YouTube.
Right.
We are also have an email address.
Yep. Send us.
Gmail.com. TheLastStrawPC@gmail.com. Send us ideas for segments.
Yeah.
Photos,
critiques.
We'll put them on Reddit, Twitter, wherever.
Yeah, anything.
Any ideas you might have? Possible sponsorships?
Yeah, we'll take sponsors.
There you go.
LastDrawPC@gmail.com.
Working on a Facebook page is being difficult.
Yeah.
Getting on that soon. And Instagram is in the future.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
We'll be on iTunes soon, too, yeah.
iTunes, working on the logo.
Yep.
Kind of difficult.
Yep.
But we'll work on that.
Yes, we will.
Eventually Spotify.
Yep.
And so far, that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it. So we will see you next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And remember, this last straw never sucks.